Here's the latest news from the Basin Radio Network.
Campbell County High School goes on lockdown along with several high schools around the state after false shooter threat. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shalane. According to the statement released from the city of Gillette, at around 9 a.m. on Monday morning, the Gillette Police Department received a report of a shooting incident at Campbell County High School. The school immediately went into lockdown while law enforcement responded. Gillette Police Department and Campbell County Sheriff's Office responded to the high school. The false report was not just in Gillette, but in schools across the state as well. Schools in Rock Springs, Casper, Cheyenne, Rawlins, Sheridan, Afton, Buffalo, Cody, and Sundance were also subjects of false violence reports and 911 calls Monday morning, authorities said. Numerous schools went into lockdown mode as police checked and cleared school buildings. No direct motive has been named, but the calls may be in response to a TikTok school shooting challenge trending on the social media app, which has led to numerous false active shooter reports around the nation in recent days, according to Cowboy State Daily. The challenge tasks TikTok users to prank call schools and police claiming they will attack schools and students. It has been gaining traction since March 27th when a shooter gunned down six people, including three children, at a Christian school in Nashville, Tennessee. After law enforcement cleared the facilities, having found no indication of a shooter or suspicious activity, the lockdown was lifted. Gillette Police Department is currently investigating the false report and working to identify those responsible for the incident. Campbell County Sheriff's deputies respond to residents on fire. At around 1:45 a.m. on Sunday morning, deputies spotted flames and smoke coming out of a residence on Beach Street. Deputies spotted the fire and contacted the Campbell County Fire Department, according to Undersheriff Quentin Reynolds. Upon approaching the residence, deputies observed the house was engulfed in flames. They went to the front door of the house to see if there were any occupants in the home. They discovered it was vacant and, with the help of Gillette police officers, proceeded to evacuate nearby neighbors from their homes as a safety precaution. The Campbell County Fire Department extinguished the flames. The fire caused extensive damage throughout the home, and the cause is currently under investigation. For more news and information, go to BasinsRadio.com. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shalane.